Well, Miss Do As You Please. Good morning.
Hello, Cecil. My goodness, but I was sleepy this morning.
You must have been. Did you stay up all night?
Well, part of the night.
Oh, I guess you were having daydreams about that Alexander fellow.
Don't you wish you knew?
Huh. I should get curious.
Or jealous.
That's something I never get.
Well, to relieve your mind, I didn't.
I knew it. You stayed up all night reading.
I stayed up with Sugar Pie.
What's the matter with the cat?
Well, it was sick, poor little kitten.
You should feed it some grass.
I gave it some oil.
Oh, poor cat.
It ate a mice yesterday that didn't agree with it.
Well, that's a good one anyhow. So you sat up with your sick cat?
Yes. It was awful sick, too.
Well, you're lucky.
Why, Cecil?
You can get away with an excuse like that when you come down late to work.
Oh, Uncle Thomas told me I could stay home all day with Sugar Pie if I wanted to.
I wish you'd let me do that.
Why don't you ask him? He's up in the office.
Yeah, that would go over big.
He's not feeling so good this morning.
Did he eat a mouse, too?
Oh, Cecil, how horrid. Oh, that's awful.
Well, I was just asking what made your uncle sick.
Well, you better keep on the good side of him this morning. He's as cross as an old bear.
And yet he was going to let you stay home and nurse your sick cat.
Well, I'm his only niece, and he loves me.
Well, I know he doesn't love me.
Oh, but he does, Cecil.
Ha, ha. Pardon me while I overcome my laughter.
Honest, Cecil, he thinks you're awfully nice.
Well, that's encouraging.
He told me at dinner the other night that he thought you were a nice-looking young man.
Well, well, your uncle has pretty good taste.
But he said that was about all you had.
Ouch.
Oh, that's all right, Cecil.
Think so?
Sir, Uncle Thomas said you were too young to have any sense and too old to be excused for it yet.
Oh, I'm sure your Uncle Thomas just loves me.
He does, Cecil. Honest. Or he wouldn't keep you working here.
Oh, well, I won't lose any sleep for a while.
Well, I certainly did last night.
Golly, I don't see why you didn't stay home instead of coming down here to this old store to work.
Well, Sugar Pie got well.
How do you know?
I saw her this morning out in the flower bed eating another mice.
Well, can you tie that?
Isn't that stupid of Sugar Pie?
Did you take it away from it?
I tried to, but she ran under the house.
Smart cat.
So I decided to come on down here and go to work.
A noble resolution. It's dull this morning, though.
Sugar Pie's getting so big, you wouldn't even know her.
Well, I haven't forgotten the time we first fed it. But it was a real little kitten.
And we named it Sugar Pie.
You mean you named it. I would have given it a decent name.
Oh, that was a good name. It's sweet.
Sure. I won't argue with you on that.
I'm surprised. You will usually argue on anything.
Uh-oh. Now, don't be a smarty.
I was just kidding, Cecil.
Hey, Sally, why does your uncle think that I haven't much sense?
Oh, he thinks you have some sense.
Yeah. But how much?
Oh, enough.
That's a dirty laugh.
No, it isn't, Cecil.
If you're just trying to get me all hot and bothered over nothing, I'll beat you to death with a piece of music.
Is it a good song?
Never mind. Are you telling me the truth?
Yes, Cecil, honest. Uncle Thomas doesn't think you haven't much sense.
Well, why, Sally? Gosh, I always thought I was pretty smart.
Oh, Cecil, how could you?
Come on, Sally, now. Now, what's the joke?
It's no joke, Cecil. It's serious.
Yeah, it must be if you can giggle about it.
Aw, Cecil, now you're bothered.
But I never did anything that could give your uncle the impression that I didn't have any brains.
I didn't say that he said that.
Yeah, you did.
Oh, no, I didn't. I know exactly what I said.
What did you say then?
Well, I said that he said...
Yeah, that I said that you said that he said... Go on.
No, I won't tell you now.
Oh, please, Sally. I won't interrupt again.
Well, he said that you didn't show good sense.
That I didn't show it?
Yes.
Oh, rats.
Oh, don't say that, Cecil. That's what made Sugar Pie sick.
Well, you make me sick, the way you're stringing me along.
What do you care what Uncle Thomas thinks about you?
Well, I don't care. Now, what do you think about that, huh?
Oh, don't you, Cecil? Well, remember, he's your boss.
Well, I don't go around saying he hasn't any sense.
I didn't say he went around saying you didn't have any sense.
I don't care what he said.
Are you mad, Cecil?
Hmm.
Oh, Cecil, you're so funny.
Yeah. I must be a scream.
You are.
Sure. I haven't got any sense.
Cecil, you're twisting everything. You've got it all mixed up.
It isn't important.
It is.
Oh, no, it isn't. I'm a nitwit. Your uncle said so.
He did not.
Don't try and crawfish, Nell.
I'm not, Cecil, but... Oh, I'll have to explain. You've got it all wrong.
Don't bother.
I have to explain it now.
I said don't bother.
Yes, I heard you, but I'll tell you anyhow.
Well, all right. What and why did he say anything?
You want me to tell you?
Yes.
But I thought you weren't interested.
All right, if that's the way you feel about it, all right.
No, Cecil, I'll tell you.
Well, don't keep bragging about it. Go ahead and do it.
I wish I'd never started this. I was just kidding you anyhow.
Ha, ha, ha. Oh, you funny person.
Uncle Thomas only said you didn't show much sense.
You told me that once.
He meant that you didn't show much sense in the way you spent your money and time.
Ha, that's a good one. What little I have, I spend with you.
No, he meant that... Well, he meant that...
Well, what did he mean?
Well, I don't want to insult you or hurt your feelings.
Go ahead. Tell me the worst.
You won't be insulted?
No one can insult me.
Well, that's good. Well, he said he saw Ben-Hur for the first time the other day.
Oh, he saw my car, huh?
Yes, and he asked me who gave it to you.
He thought someone gave Ben-Hur to me?
Yes. He thought it was the worst-looking relic he'd ever seen.
Well, you told him that I bought it, didn't you? I paid good money for Ben-Hur. It's a good second-hand car. Saxon's a good car.
Yes. I told him you bought it, and, you see, that's why he said that he didn't think you had much sense.
Well, I like that.
I'm so glad you do, Cecil. I was afraid you'd be insulted. I thought, well, you see, it isn't anything to get excited over. That's the only thing he ever said, and it is a funny-looking car, Cecil. Honest, it is.